Hello, and welcome to the 11th episode of the Not Your Mama's Gamer podcast, a podcast where we talk about games and gaming from a feminist perspective. I'm Samantha Blackman, one of your co-hosts. I am an associate professor at Purdue in wonderful West Lafayette, Indiana, where I specialize in minority rhetorics and digital humanities. And this evening, as usual, I am joined by my two wonderful co-hosts, Alex Lane and Sarah White.
This is Alex Lane. Before I say anything, I would like to say that you just called us wonderful and you've been trash talking me all day long. So I don't buy one bit of what you just said. So besides that, I mean, you know, it's true. I'm Alex. I'm a PhD student at Purdue. I write about video games, gender, and so forth, things like that. I am finding it hard to concentrate on this introduction because I'm thinking about this new game I'm playing, which I'm very excited to talk about. And that's all.
Okay. Well, I am Sarah White, and I teach creative writing and composition up here in the fair city of Westville, Indiana. And I don't really have much else to say about that, but
you sounded really depressed when you talked about your city that you lived in.
Oh, okay. Well, that sounds more exciting. Westville.
Is it small? I have never been there.
It's very small. I live in Michigan City, which is about 10 miles, I think, to the north. Mm-hmm. And we're also very small, but we're bigger than Westville, which has like a liquor store and a bar and
everything required for a good
like time. A mart, yeah, and that's about it. So yeah,
a bar, a stoplight, and the McDonald's.
Yes, we do have a McDonald's. So yeah, no, yeah, we've got everything you need up here, and it's a great college. Don't get me wrong. So, yeah, that's me and who I
am. Well, great. So tonight we'll do our usual. We'll do our what you've been playing, what you've been reading, and our favorite segment, what you've been drinking. Or what are you drinking? And then we'll move on to talk about a couple of news items and our topic of the week, which is the topic we've been hinting at for several episodes now and have never fully gotten into. But I think it'll be a lot of fun to talk about tonight. So first off, what you've been playing. And since Alex is dying to tell us about what she's been playing, we'll let her go first.
Well, I want to talk about two games that I've been playing and just creaming Samantha Blackman at.
Oh, you wish.
Like, every single step of the way. That's in fact, bad. I walked in and there was, like, a single tear down her cheek today after I just crushed her again. I'm lying, of course. None of that's happening. She has beat me thoroughly in every single battle, but I still enjoy the game. So game number one. It is an iPhone game, and it is called Hanging with Friends. And this game, what you do is you have certain letters, just kind of like a Scrabble. You have like 11 letters or something, and you make a word. And then the other person has to try and they pick letters, like a Wheel of Fortune, pick letters until they get what the word is. And Samantha is incredible at this game. We have played several games, and she has gotten one word wrong. Phase. That is the only word.
She has a PhD.
It's incredible. And she comes up with these words against me. Like, I'll read the list of words you've come up with against me right here. French, harpies, blazer, quill, wombs, and gauntly. What does gauntly even mean? That's not even a word.
Yeah.
I have things like craft and mask and thaw.
That's because you're a PhD student.
I guess we know why one of us has the PhD and one of us does not. But it's free. It's a super fun iPhone game. If you're familiar with the people who make Words with Friends or Chess with Friends, this is by them also. You have to sit through like a half a second of ad at the end of each turn, but meh.
Or pay for it. And like I said, and I am playing this game as well. But I was going to buy the game, but for some reason my phone was acting funky and wouldn't let me buy it. And I was like, oh, I'll buy it when I get home. Because they announced the game and they showed the thing and I downloaded it immediately. Because what it is basically Fancy Hangman.
Well, it's like Fancy Hangman, Wheel of Fortune, and Scrabble.
Scrabble, because you get you also get points for the words that you make.
Mm-hmm. Like double word and triple word
scores. Yeah, it's very fun, right? So I was going to buy it. It was like 99 cents. I was like, okay, I'll buy it on my machine when I get home. By the time I got home, like 2 hours later, they had raised the price to $1.99.
Oh, what a bunch of jerks.
And I was like, see, just for that, I'm not buying it. I'm going to play the free version.
Well done.
Yeah, exactly.
That's really crazy.
Because I was like, this is really fun. I'll go ahead and give them my 99 cents and get rid of the ads. Because, you know, I did the same thing with Words with Friends. As I actually bought the iPad version, which was more. I think it was like $1.99 or $2.99 or $3.99, something like that, instead of the 99 cent version. So I actually bought the iPad version. But for some reason, but the thing is when you buy the iPad version, you would think they would remove the ads from the other version as well, the version that's on your phone, but they don't.
Aw, that sucks.
So, and I said, well, they're not getting another 99 cents out of me, so I still have ads on Words with Friends on my phone. But, yeah, so they raised the price, like, in 2 hours from 99 cents to $1.99, all in the same, I downloaded it because I got an announcement on Words with Friends when it was released. Mm-hmm. So I downloaded it right away because I just happened to be playing Words with Friends at the time. And then I said, okay, it's really fun. I played like one or two hands. I said, I'll give them my 99 cents. You know, gotta support developers that give you fun games. But then like 2 hours later, they had hiked the price and it pissed me off. So they didn't get it. But so I guess we might as well go into what I've been playing. I, too, have been playing. But you're not finished, Alex, because I know you've been playing.
Well, you know what? We've been playing the same game, so why don't you go ahead?
Okay, so the second game that Alex and I have both been playing is, I heard about it a while ago, and I didn't get around to trying it until last night, because I haven't really been on Facebook much. Yes, folks, it's a Facebook game. Empires and Allies is a Zynga game.
There's nothing wrong with Facebook games, by the way, but I'm sorry.
There's nothing wrong with Facebook games. You're right. Empires and Allies. I am totally and completely hooked on this game. It is so fun. It is like a combination of... there's a little bit of Farmville because you have crops that you build with your farms, but that's only one little section. Mm-hmm. That's only one little section, so it's really not.
And you don't have to tend to them or anything.
Right, you don't have to tend to them. You just click on them and so on. There's a little bit of Cityville in that you do have to build like barracks for your army.
Factories and stuff.
You build like factories. You build like oil refineries, lumber mills, that kind of stuff.
It's like Command, like the first Command and Conquer. It reminds me of.
It's a lot like Command and Conquer. It's like Command and Conquer meets Risk.
Yes. Which is as amazing as it sounds.
And it is pretty freaking amazing. Of course, you know, you still have energy to use, and you get points, and you can still buy more stuff. And yeah, it's pretty addictive. I have not paid money for this game.
Is that a lie? Yet.
No, it's not.
Oh.
It's not.
Well, I couldn't read your tone there.
What?
Yeah.
I have not paid money for this game.
Will you?
But I have to say I'm tempted.
So I'm tempted right this moment. I'm like looking at it thinking I could just crush Samantha's armies if I had a little bit more energy.
Uh-huh. And you not only play against the computer, but you can also invade your friends. Territories.
And isn't that, it's weird because it's like allies, you're allies, but you can fight each other. So, of course, Sam, being the bully she is, keeps beating up on my tiny little weak empire. So if anybody is listening, you should friend me on Facebook and be my neighbor and not Sam's.
Yeah. Poor thing. That's really sad.
Wah, yeah, wah, like a wah, sad wah. Story. Yeah. Wah.
Wah. Aww.
Yeah. Alex Lang's a bit of a baby.
poor Alex. It's going to work on somebody. Somebody will friend me.
Uh-huh.
Right? I just want to friend you. Yeah, I'm trying to help you.
So, yeah.
This game is awesome.
So, I've been playing that. I've also been playing A Billy Valet Noir. I've done more sleeping while I turn it on. And see, that's LA Noire is kind of a bad game to play when you're really tired.
Yes.
Well,
I would agree with that.
Aside from the fact that I don't read people, I don't read my people when I'm interrogating very well when I'm tired. But the soundtrack for this game is amazing. It is amazing. The music is amazing. It's great. It's kind of jazzy, bluesy, 1940s, you know, 1940s gin joint kind of music, you know, complete with the, you know, with the drugged out, diva singer, who in this case is not the Billie Holiday, but is a German woman. Elsa. I can't remember what her last name is. But the soundtrack is amazing, but it's so freaking relaxing that it will put me to sleep.
It is really relaxing. And it's a, like we talked about, like the whole last episode, it's very fun, but it's not like a quick game. Like you don't get the adrenaline and you don't get into it in the same way as you do like a first person shooter or WoW or something.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well, does this mean it's my turn?
I'm trying to think if I've been playing anything else. I was playing that.
I feel like it's been so long since we talked. There's got to be more things.
I know. It's been like 3 weeks. I know. What else have I been playing? I've been playing iPhone games, a lot of iPhone games. I bought a million years ago and finally played a bit of Infinity Blade, which was the super duper. Here's like the perfect example of the greatness that can be games on the iPhone, which is pretty fun. There's lots of tapping and lots of cutscenes basically put together to form a game. But you know what? When you're kind of trapped in a place with not many games and not much to do, then you know it makes for pretty good entertainment. So I've been playing that on my iPhone. I bought some other stuff for my iPad. I bought Sword and Sorcery, because it's which is an adventure game, an action adventure game, of the old school style. And I haven't had a chance to play it yet, but one of the reasons I bought it is supposed to be a solid adventure game, one, but it's also supposed to have an amazing soundtrack. And I bought it for the iPad. I bought the iPad version, but I haven't had a chance to play that yet. What I'm really, really, really waiting for is Sunday, because Sunday, Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time 3DS comes out.
Mm-hmm.
And I will be the person standing there waiting for my copy. I actually, depending on how things are going at my house and whether or not I'm the only adult in the house, I might go to Walmart at midnight on Saturday and buy that. You but totally if I'm the only should. Adult, I'll have to wait until Sunday.
That's intense.
Because I'm not a horrible enough parent to drag my kid out in the.
You should come with me to Black Friday shopping sometime, Sam, and I see all the kids out there at 3 o'clock in the morning. What's it? You love it?
I love Black Friday.
Me too. Shopping. Last year, I got in a fight with this like 6'5" tall redheaded guy, and I think I was drunk. I was so tired, and I was like with my mom and mother-in-law, and I started cussing at him because he was trying to cut in line. Like, you're a cutter. You're nothing but a cutter. Cut in line.
See, it was pretty fun. That's why you can't take Alex Lane anywhere.
That's what I'm saying. She's kind of intense.
Oh yes, you're right. But so I was going to respond to you're talking about your old school game. Did anybody catch the interview with John Hare? It was on one of the last Matt chats.
No, I didn't.
So it'll be a several part thing, but it's the stupidization of the video games industry. And he talks about like the old school games, like you were just talking about, Sam, versus like FPSs and console games. And it's like and he's so talking about like dumbing down of games.
Oh yeah.
And like there's no challenges, there's nothing new. And after like the Genesis and the PlayStation, everything just went horribly downhill and there's no intellectualism in games. So I it's controversial. It's kind of incendiary. So I'm sorry, if I had been doing my homework, I would have posted that to you guys earlier. But anywho.
See, now I'm gonna have to listen to that one.
I know, I'm sorry. I just posted it up now, so you should have it now. But anyway, that's something interesting to check out.
Day late and a dollar short, Alex Lane. Day late and a dollar short.
That is my motto for life.
That's the story. Yeah, that's the story this week.
Okay, first of all, let's just get this out. Yep.
We were. Yeah? What are we getting out in the open, Alex Lane?
So, at 10 o'clock on a Monday night, Alex Lane likes to play ping pong. I invited a friend over who was very good at ping pong, and we played several matches into the evening. And and so I go to bed at about 11, because that's usually my bedtime, even though it's 11 now. And I check my phone, and I have like 50 drunken messages.
Uh-oh.
And a bunch
what?
Of
drunken
and a bunch of missed calls and texts. Because we were supposed to record the podcast last night, and I totally spaced it and played ping pong all night, and I'm very sorry that you guys sat here and waited for an hour. But luckily you had booze, right?
It was awkward, because, like I said, Samantha and I, we know each other, but it's not like we're besties. And so we're sitting here like, Steve. How are we going to make small talk? Yeah, like, you know, it was...
I'm really sorry. So I am definitely...
Because clearly I am very difficult
short.
To talk to.
The thing is, Sam, you're just not friendly in a conversation.
No, that is not true at all. That is not true.
If you just said what you were thinking once in a while, it would be okay.
Yeah. You know, Samantha, if you just stopped holding back, we'd all get along better. God. You're so shy.
I apologize to everyone for that.
Well, at least we got that out in the open.
I wish I had a better story than was playing ping pong in my basement, but...
I know, I would love to play ping pong for a night,
ping pong's pretty awesome.
Yeah. Well, I guess I'll jump in. I've been playing L.A. Noire as well, because we're still, you know, all, I think, slogging through. Mm-hmm. And I have reached now the point, you know, last time we spoke, everybody and I said, oh, it's not that violent. You guys are like, say what? So yeah, I've gotten to the point where it's like violent and graphic, and there are naked people, and there's hello pubic hair, you know, like
whoa, the pubic hair for some reason really disturbed me too. And more than anything else in the game, I was like, whoa.
Oh yeah. And I was like, whoa. And the other thing that bothered me, and it made me think of Samantha's post, is like, he, you know how he kind of has his little finger pointing when he's looking for evidence?
Yeah. You're
like, well, if you hover over the boobs, he makes like a little like a little scrunchy with his.
He does not.
He does. Hold him. I mean, I don't know if he does it over any other evidence, but he totally does it with the boobs. And I'm like,
I don't believe you.
Well, I read Samantha's post, and I'm like, all right, okay, I'll give this a fair shake. And I'm like, oh, you know, like I was hovering, and I'm like, did he just do a scrunchie on the boob? You know what I mean? Like, because if you hover, I don't know. I mean, anyway, it's something to consider. Anyway, it is very violent of a game. And still, but you are not required to do a whole lot of acts of violence yourself. And that was my point, for, you know, overall, is that.
That's true.
Yeah, maybe you shoot at a couple of perps, you know, but you're not. I mean, if it was any other, like Grand Theft Auto, you'd be the one that was, you know, hitting the woman with a tire iron. You know what I mean? Like, so.
Yeah.
And I still respect how they have put this together. And then I've also been playing, for my birthday, okay, I admit, my parents bought me the Lego Pirates of the Caribbean and Harry Potter. And
I'm not going to get any judgment from us on what game you're playing. Well, I guess I shouldn't speak for Sam, but I'm not going to judge you.
I have a really soft spot for the Lego games. Okay, I do. I mean, the Lego Star Wars, I laughed out loud. So I've been playing the Lego Pirates of the Caribbean, and it's everything you would expect. It's hilarious. They've got a little drunken Lego, Johnny Depp. I mean, it's totally worth it. I have been enjoying it to no end. And then the other thing that I was doing last week during my office hours is I went to the site, you know, Addicting Games, and I love playing the little video game pool.
Mm-hmm.
So I found one. I'm like, So I've been playing pool against the computer during my office hours. And And one of my students came in and I was like, I'm not playing online pool. And I, you know, closed it real quick. So, yeah, no.
It's I respect that. Online pool is really hard.
Well, yeah, it is. And
I haven't played it in a few years. I guess it might be better now.
That's kind of neat. And I get, you know, I don't know. I'm kind of addicted to that. Because I did try to play a couple of the hidden object ones that, were free. And I was like, these are lame. So then I played the pool game and made me think of when Nick's was open down in West Lafayette. I used to go down there and get me a pitcher of beer and pop a little quarters in the jukebox and play pool all night. So,
yeah, that sounds awesome.
Relive those glory days.
Oh my gosh. Which we should mention that we, for real, are recording perhaps from the bar, perhaps from my front yard. But there will be drinks, there may be pool, and there will definitely be some crazy antics.
Sneaky, sneaky.
So there will be sneaky, sneakies. Hey, and that will be happening next week.
As long as I don't have to drive.
Like I said, I will enlist a sober cab.
That's right.
We will make sure that Sarah doesn't start any fights as she is wont to do.
No, call people.
So we will take everybody's phone. No one. I don't want anybody drinking and texting or drinking and dialing.
That's right.
No drunk dialing, no drunk Facebooking.
That's right. Drunk booking is not okay. So yeah, that's what I've been playing.
Cool.
So that's what we've been playing. What about reading, folks? What you been reading?
I have been reading the lamest stuff ever. I will tell you what I read today. Joseph Campbell. And Blair and Whatley. Did you say that's not lame?
Is Campbell lame? I don't know.
Campbell's pretty lame.
Well, he's foundational.
We don't need to get into that discussion. But I'm studying for my prelims, so I've been reading a lot of that. But actually, recently I got to reread some Plato, which was kind of fun, I guess. But yep. I have not been doing any game reading. So, mostly just history of rhetoric stuff, which I'll probably be reading all summer.
Well, I'll tell you what I've been reading. I haven't been reading specific game stuff. I don't know why. Well, I've been busy. But what I have been reading, hold on a second, is fun in the
like fun and fundamental.
Fun as in fundamental. Fun as in this, you know, this person agrees with me kind of fun way is Cinderella Ate My Daughter.
What is this?
You don't know Cinderella Ate My Daughter?
Mm-mm. Yeah.
It's got the subtitle of Dispatches from the Front Lines of New Girly Girl Culture by Peggy Ornstein. Cool. And it's really interesting. Is she's a journalist, who published an article first, I think, like in the New York Times about what she called princess culture or princess mania, I think is what she called it.
Oh, sure.
And you know how the kind of the princesses were taken over and how it started with the Disney princesses, and how. Interestingly enough, Disney has started to market their princesses all together as the Disney princesses rather than separately with their individual stories.
Yes, they certainly have been.
But, you know, kind of, like I said, like the subtitle says, it's all about girly girl culture. And she admits that when she herself was expecting, she kept saying, I want a boy, I want a boy, I want a boy. But then she realized what she really wanted was a girl, but she didn't want a girl because she didn't want her to be a girly girl or get caught up in princess culture. Yeah. So it kind of strikes home for me, interestingly enough. I don't agree with everything Ornstein says in any way, shape, or form. Not everything. She says some interesting things, and she says some really funny things about princess culture and the way our children, especially our girls, get gendered in the United States, in the world where everything is Pepto Pink and kids are vomiting up Barbies. But, you know, it really makes you think. And I think that's been one of the most fun things about it, because it makes you think on a number of different levels. Like, do I do that? And why do I do that kind of thing? But for me, it's an affirmation or a reaffirmation. It makes me know how very right I am. Yeah. All the time. But it's been a lot of fun. It's been a lot of fun to read it. And there's some interesting things going on. I'm reading, of course, on the Kindle app on my iPad, because since I have literally packing boxes, moving boxes full of books that are not research related, I try to buy all my non-research related books on electronically, so that I can start to cut down on the number of paperback books that I have that are taking over my house. And that's what I've been reading this week.
Well, I should say that I have not been reading a whole lot myself. I've been reading what video games have been in the news. But, yeah, I mean, right now it's summer, so I've been teaching, you know, composition, and I've looked online to see what news is out there, and I've been playing L.A. Noire, but I haven't been...
You can tell it's the beginning of summer break by how much we're all reading. We're like,
well, yeah, exactly, yeah. So,
it's like, I haven't picked up a book in 12 weeks.
I know.
Well, what I read today was Carmilla, which is a vampire story from 1872. It was really cool, but it had nothing to do with video games. So, but Alex, I think you are more attuned to reading. Reading?
No, I did my reading already. I was reading lame stuff. Remember?
Oh, that's right. What?
I'm like trying to play this game right now, hanging with friends, and it's hung up and it won't load. It's been doing this for like an hour.
Aww.
It's very frustrating. I think like what happened is Sam beat me so many times and so many times in a row that it like felt bad for me and pretended like it broke. That used to happen to me with chess with friends. Like I would be playing with my brother who's a math teacher, and he would just crush me every time. But then it would accidentally delete all the old games, and so it looked like he didn't beat me at all. It was quite nice. Thank you, with friends. That's nice of you.
Nice. Uh huh. Blame it on. Well, the game. Then
there's not really, been much reading going on.
So, what has been going on, Sarah? Do you want to start off our next segment?
What you been drinking? Segment? She was like, oh,
the
shit, what am I supposed to do?
Would be what you've been drinking.
Sarah's answer is a lot, but you could probably expand upon.
Which is Alex's addition to our agenda. And so, well, I'm just drinking lemonade right now. So.
Oh.
I don't know what you lushes are partaking in, but...
Well, let's pretend we were recording last night when we were supposed to. What were you drinking?
Lemonade?
I'm not buying the I'm just drinking lemonade thing. What have you
been
drinking?
Is this like a Jack and lemonade? Like a Lynchburg lemonade?
No, totally lemonade.
Oh, you are such a liar.
Recording. No, just really, I am being semi-good right now, so...
As of this second, but 5 minutes
ago, I set it down. Second. I'm not swallowing anything. Yes,
I am completely not drinking anything.
I like how your voice keeps going up when you say that. Like, I am not drinking anything.
Which means she's been drinking vodka lemonades again.
Oh, I think Sam just nailed it.
Yeah, well, just having me. It happens. It happens.
It does happen.
So. Yeah, but what are you drinking, Alex Lane?
Here's what I am doing at the moment. I am trying. I get teased a lot because I drink my scotch with ice. I get teased a lot from these two because the ice makes clinking noises while we are recording. So I poured myself a very small, because I don't want to drink too much tonight, very small glass of scotch to drink it neat tonight. But previous, before, like half hour ago, if we had done this segment, I would have been drinking skim milk because we made Toll House cookies tonight.
Oh.
I was eating cookies and milk, and now I'm drinking neat scotch.
Oh.
Which I just, you know, I like the ice, I guess.
What kind of scotch do you drink?
Right now I'm drinking, it's called a Spell, Sp-
spray goose. I forgot what it's called.
Spray goose? I don't know. Like gray goose?
Like spellbinder goose? I'll go look.
Brand, I know.
I'll go run to the kitchen quick and look when someone's
spray goose.
It's a pretty fancy one. Not called spray goose.
It totally sounds like it. Spray goose.
I'll go get it in a minute. That's
all. Well, Samantha, where are you on this whole drunkenness?
I know about Sam's drink. I want Sam's drink.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Well, tonight I'm drinking something different from what I was drinking last night when we were supposed to record. Tonight I've actually returned to the Jeremiah weed because I'm trying to finish this bottle up that's like taking up my fridge. And I bought like a gallon of it when I bought it the first time. And it's like the only time I really drink is when we're podcasting. So I'm drinking Jeremiah weed again this week, but with a twist.
Ooh.
Instead of drinking Jeremiah weed mixed with lemonade to make it more sneaky and less obvious, tonight I mixed it with iced tea, which did indeed make it very sneaky.
Spayburn. It's called Spayburn.
What? I don't know.
And there's a picture of a goose on it. That is why I was confused.
Her scotch.
My scotch. Spayburn.
Oh. Sarah forgot already. She was like, what the
no,
hell?
No, I do remember.
How many lemonades have you had?
No, I remember, but I'm listening to Samantha and I'm like, what?
Spayburn.
I'm sorry. No. I ran back in the room and then shouted.
Is that a good brand?
Spray? I don't. It's only like 20, so like 22 bucks or something for a 750, and it's like a single malt scotch. It comes in like a container outside of the bottle, which is how I usually judge my scotches. Like if they come in a box. This one comes in a tube. Yeah.
Oh, I see it.
It's also how I judge my wine if it comes in a box. But
yeah, boxed wine is. Good.
There's nothing wrong with box wine. I personally like Carlo Rossi, and everybody makes fun of me for that.
You totally
I'm like
scotch on the rocks, and that's what you drink. Wow, that's intense.
Yeah,
you're hardcore, Alex Lane.
Well, you know, I practiced before I came to grad school. I'm like, this is what people are going to be doing, and they're going to have
you're right.
Tights and tweed jackets, and so.
Well, Samantha's scotch. Evidence of that.
That's right.
Samantha has a tweed jacket and drinks. You know,
she drinks neat. Though, I imagine.
Yeah, I do drink mine.
Along with everybody else. I'm practicing, okay?
I drink my whiskey for the most part neat.
You'll get there, Alex. You know, it takes a little practice, that's all. You'll get there.
And then when I want to go back to my old school lesbian bar days, it's shots of Jack and MGD Backs.
Okay, first of all, that is so much more hardcore than anything I have ever drank in my entire life.
Alex, what they don't.
And Miller Genuine Jack Backs.
Alex, what they don't tell you is that part of your defense is they're going to pour you a whiskey, they're going to pour you a beer, and they're going to pour you a Boilermaker, and they're going to say, okay, show us how it's done. And that's how you get through.
Is that true, Sam? You're my advisor.
No, we're doing Irish car bombs.
Oh, my God. If my dissertation defense is about Irish car bombs, I will win.
Okay.
You win by puking, well, right?
See, now, I did not get a PhD because I couldn't do it. That's why
you
I only have an MFA.
You win by puking. Yeah.
So they have the 24-hour prelim exam coming up. So what we really do is go in there and then we just show that we can drink for 24 hours.
That's right. People don't tell you that, Alex, but I'm telling you.
You wouldn't have that for a dissertation defense, Alex Lane, because I have not had an Irish car bomb since a very fateful day in a little hole in the wall bar in Anchorage, Alaska.
What the F? How have I not heard this story? What?
This is awesome. Who cares about video games and sex? There's a little bar in Alaska.
And I will never tell you. All righty then.
Okay, so next week we're going to get Sam really drunk and ask her this story.
That's right. We got to do it. We got to start early, Alex.
Coming up next week.
Sam's Irish Car Bomb story.
Woo! That sounds good.
All right. So, let's cover some interesting news things. And I think I had a couple of, we're going to do these fairly quickly. I'm going to throw out a couple of them. I think two of the most interesting things in the last couple of weeks for me have been, one, I think this is interesting for a number of reasons. The MPD numbers, came out for May of 2011, of course. Mm-hmm. And the top selling game with, I think, 899,000 copies, I think was the number that they
That's
gave.
That's exactly right. Yep.
Was L.A. Noire. See, I remembered that. I am so impressive.
That was actually,
wow.
And then the top selling console was the 360. Was the 360 last month, and I think sales were up like 36 or 38 or 39%, something like that for the month. And of course, the 3DS sales are still abysmal. I read today that they just hit 1 million sales in Japan, which is interesting because the DS consoles have been like crack in Japan. That, you know, like everybody had like one in each hand, one tied to their forehead, and one in their one in each pocket.
Yeah.
So
no one's digging these, huh?
And, you know, and here's the interesting thing is that there have been no good games for these. Really.
That's what I was just gonna say. Is people are probably waiting until a good game comes out, and there hasn't.
And that been. Yeah, and that's the thing is that, you know, is it the price point, or is it just that no good games have come out yet? Because there are some good games coming. There really are. So it'll be interesting to see what the sales do, like when Legend of Zelda comes out this weekend. If sales, you know, it'll be interesting to see the MPD numbers for this month to see if the sales jump with Legend of Zelda coming out. I mean, but there are some awesome freaking games, like Paper Mario 3DS is coming out, Luigi's Mansion. This week, the 3DS Wear store opened.
Oh, nice.
Alex just passed out.
And that was not me. I believe that was Sarah.
What? What happened?
At least she didn't bring us into the bathroom with her.
Oh. I did not, ladies. You stayed outside. But, you know, wait, I gotta ask. Legend of Zelda, is this like old school, or is this like an updated
version? It's an updated version of the Ocarina of Time, yeah.
So it's gonna be like intense, this. Like, it'd be really cool, because they're realizing it now and with all the graphics.
And 3D, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Also, real quick side note from this list that you have up here is that the Lego game we were talking about is number 3 on this list for most sold games in May. So,
my Pirates?
Your Pirates of the Caribbean. Number 2 is that stupid thing that we don't need to talk about because Alex swears a lot when we do. So,
uh-oh, I better look at the list.
Let me tell you what it is.
It's Brink.
It's Brink.
Stupid 150 quadrillion men and zero females. Well, we just, you know, we just wanted to have a quality game, and we thought it was more important to have a lot of different male options. Shut up, Bethesda.
Yeah, stupid. Fuck that.
What is his name? Paul? I'm not going to go again. Okay.
So you can tell him to go fuck yourself again.
See, you said it that time, not me. I win.
Oh.
You said the F word before I did.
Oh, yeah, I did. Oh, well. And then the other thing, big news has been the trade show. E3 was last week, and I think there were some pretty interesting things that were announced. I think for the most part, it was pretty underwhelming for me. I think the Wii U. We're not going to talk about this for a long time because everybody's talked about it a million times. We missed our opportunity to talk about it in depth, I think, but that Wii U, you know. That's pretty stupid to me. It's going to have to really, I will not. And I know I say this all the time. There's no way in hell though. I'm pre-ordering it. I'm not buying it on release. I got to see it. I got to play with it because I am totally and completely just kind of like bleh about it. Especially that big stupid handheld tablet / controller / telephone book / Simon player, whatever the hell it is. No, I'm not impressed. But I am excited for some of the I will say what looks interesting is the Fable the Journey game that's supposed to come out for Kinect. It's more interesting now that Peter Molyneux has come out and say, no. I know it looked like the game was on rails and you're just like standing in one place and fighting, but we took the navigation out of the demo and it's not really on rails. You're really going to be able to navigate and move around and fight and steer your horse and carriage. And I'm like, yeah, Peter, sounds good. Who the fuck's going to believe that one? You got trashed so bad for making another game on rails that they went back and said, okay, we can't release this way. So it's going to come out like a whole year later than they intentioned originally, because now they've got to like remake that whole game. But you know what? I love Fable games. And, you know, I even like the newer ones, that the new one that's not like the old one. It's just something about the Fable universe. I'd buy it anyway.
I would too. I just love the Fable games. Yeah, yeah, there's something about them. They're good. I'll give you mine sometime, Sarah, if you haven't played it before.
I've seen Fable 2 kind of played, but I haven't played it myself.
Oh, yeah.
You can do an exchange.
Yeah. You should do.
Okay, who else has their news items they want to throw out there?
I don't have any news items.
You mean these are mine?
No, someone just choose ones that you want to talk about.
Well, I guess I was interested in the one that said that video games actually produced calm.
Yeah, that's sort of weird.
Yeah, I mean, with this very it's counterintuitive. We hear that the kids that play video games are, you know, ADD and all this stuff. And
I wonder if these are coming out. I'm sorry to interrupt you. If they're coming out in light of like McGonagall's claim to make the better world or the world a better place through games, because you have a bunch of links up here. Like, video games make people kinder. Yeah. They make people more relaxed. They make people care about peace. So I wonder if this is like becoming a new narrative that people are telling now.
Oh, well, I think you're probably right, because it was very much in the news, you know, in the last couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. And basically, like you said, saying that video games, I mean, what they were trying to show, and you're going to have that, right, is like a backlash.
Right.
You know, where people are tired of hearing how video games are violent all the time. So now we're going to start talking about how they're great. And so, but I was surprised by hearing that they were in fact calming. I was surprised to hear that they were in fact made people more relaxed. You know, I mean, it's just not something that we're used to hearing.
But aren't they talking about specific kinds of games? I think that's the thing, is that I think they're pushing those crazy ass Zen games. You know what I mean?
I do have a Zen garden on my iPhone, but I think part of it too, and I saw this, I don't know if this is off the top of my head, but I saw some articles a few years ago, a string of them come out about how people who play violent video games are less likely to commit a violent act.
Right.
We've talked about this before, I think.
Yeah, we have.
Because you work through those types of emotions or whatever.
Well, exactly. What I've learned or heard, you know, let's buy into Carl Jung's idea of the shadow self, where we have the sort of darker aspect of our personality. Well, video games
give it an outlet. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, give it an outlet. And so you can go ahead and do that in an acceptable way. Therefore, you will not do it out in the world.
Well, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Like all of the horrible names that you and Sam have been calling me lately. Because, because of playing L.A. Noir. You should see these texts.
I don't have any idea what the texts say.
Sam does. You know exactly what I'm talking about.
That's Sarah. That had nothing to do with that. I'm putting it probably on Sarah.
I'll own it. But, you know, but I mean, that's exactly what Carl Jung's point was, is that if you give, in Stephen King had an article called Why We Crave Horror Movies, same thing, where if we go out and we feed these sort of darker parts of ourselves, then we won't test it or try it out in the real world. This is the way we can feed it, and it's fine. Mm-hmm. So it does seem to me, and a lot of studies will support it, is that, video games give us the opportunity. I mean, like I said, with Red Dead Redemption, I shot this one guy in the back to get his deed to the house. Well, I'm not going to do that in real life.
Right.
I mean, most people that know me would be like, no, Sarah's not that person, you know. Yeah.
And I think there's really convincing arguments on both sides, but you just, you know.
Yeah, right.
You just
right,
can't
right.
get around that people react differently to different.
No, I do think that there are very compelling arguments to both sides. I agree with you on that, mm-hmm. too. Yeah. But, it was interesting to see that they were claiming that we're calmer if we play video games and we're kinder if we play video games. Because that's just not what we're used to hearing.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
I'm not. I'm angry all the time.
That is such a lie.
Angry birds. Yeah, they could have called it, you know, happy birds, but they called it angry birds.
Why is it angry? I guess some of the birds have kind of an angry look on their face.
They look kind of pissed off, yeah.
Well, they're angry because the pigs have stolen their eggs.
Well, you know, I watched The View this morning because it's what I do, and Whoopi Goldberg was admitting that she is a fan of Angry Birds, okay? Mm-hmm. And which I was like, seriously, you're talking about video games? So yeah, Whoopi Goldberg was admitting she plays Angry Birds, and that was her point. She's like, I do not like eggs. I don't want to eat them. I don't understand when people eat them. And she's like, I don't care if the pigs steal my eggs. But anyway.
Like, she just doesn't like eating eggs.
Yeah, I don't think she understands the whole concept of eating eggs. But even still, Whoopi Goldberg to sit there on live television telling us that she plays Angry Birds, I thought, that's kind of a victory.
That's very interesting.
Yeah, I was curious. Yeah,
but it's an iPhone game, and people can justify playing iPhone games because they're not really video games in their mind.
Right, I think.
Yeah. Well, it's so funny how the gaming community reacts oppositely to that. Like, you can't. Like Cody was telling me, a gamer friend of ours was saying the other day, like he was happy to get to some PC games because he had felt bad he'd only had time to play iPhone games lately.
It is funny. You're right. She probably wouldn't play a console game or admit that she did, but she'd be more than happy to say she played, you know, Angry Birds on her phone while she's waiting at the doctor's office, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, but speaking of which, well, some games I think people are playing that haven't played games before. Because I know I've run into some people more recently that I know didn't play games before because they talked about their kids playing games. But since the Kinect has come out, they're playing stuff like Zumba Fitness and something that Alex and I had Alex actually played too, was Dance Central.
It was so fun. But definitely like a group game for me. It's kind of like the Wii. Like I hardly ever took out my Wii unless I had people over, you know?
Yeah.
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 Any other interesting news items we want to cover, ladies?
I don't think so. I think that's about all. I mean, really, the most interesting. Yeah.
All right. So sex. We'll talk about this in a number of different ways, I'm sure. But there's something I got to throw out. And I posted this on the blog. Mm-hmm. And Alex and I have been talking more about this. Is that, okay, I understand. I knew from the beginning that L.A. Noire was a rock star game. Mm-hmm. L.A. Noire is a rock star game. I'll say it again. L.A. Noire is a rock star game. And I have often had my issues with rock star games because of the treatment of women in rock star games.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I keep saying that, don't I? Mm-hmm. And I complained a little bit early on about Cole Phelps's first partner, who called all women bitches, regardless of whether they were living or dead, victims or suspects. They were just bitch, 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 bitch. Cold yeah. bitch, yeah. lying bitch, dead bitch, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
But as we progressed into the game, it became more and more disturbing, the treatment of women. Because there was so much going on. Well, you know, hopefully everybody's at least a little bit in. If you're not, please note that there may be some spoilers. I am really starting to get fed up with not only, you know, the dead bitch, lying bitch, cold bitch, but also subsequent partners who say, yeah, if I had a wife who acted like this, I'd smack her around too if she was out drinking and carousing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, talks about going, and this is his wife and his partner in homicide, who talks about, you know, all the wives he's had, who justifies not only violence against women, but always says stuff like, well, it's got to be the husband if she turns up dead because she was out drinking and she wasn't doing what she was supposed to, so he probably killed her, which is almost this interesting justification for, if a woman doesn't do what she's supposed to be doing, it's okay for the man to kill her.
Right. That's really interesting.
Because
you do kind of find out about how these women, before they ended up dead, were doing something like drinking, or they were out with men, or they were trying to get money, you know, like,
well, they're
too
all
ambitious
out.
Or whatever.
Well, they're all out to the bar. Yeah.
Right. Or after dark. We won't even say late at night.
Right.
As if, like, women couldn't be killed at home doing dishes like they're supposed to be or something.
Right.
And it's really driving me bonkers.
Mm-hmm.
It is really, I mean, it's pissing me off to no end that, you know, this is okay, right? And then the display of the women, right? I understand that, you know, this is supposed to be kind of, you know, modeled after the Black Dahlia case and so on and so forth. But the splayed, naked, sodomized, tortured, posthumously cut up and written upon with red lipstick bodies is just a little bit of freaking overkill. And Alex and I were talking about this earlier, and she came up with a really good point. She said, it's almost like Rockstar said, hey, if we mask all this shit in 1940s mystery culture, then people can't accuse us of misogyny.
That's right. That's right. And I'm like, I like to give the benefit of the doubt in this situation. And for a long time while I was playing, I kept thinking, like, no, they're just trying to portray what it would have been like on the force in the 50s. And I, like, kept giving it the benefit of the doubt. But, like, as your Cole Phelps sitting there straddling this naked body with her pubic hair hanging out, and she's cut up and sodomized, it's like, look.
Yeah.
Look, Rockstar, I was with you when I was, you know, shooting people and stuff, but, like, it's so intimate that it really, I don't get squeamish very often, but it really makes me squeamish.
Well, like we said earlier, I mean, it's very graphic, like you said. I mean, I guess, like you said, we're trying to recreate what you might experience on a homicide case, and of course, you know, they're going to take you places that TV will not, right? Mm-hmm. So they're going to take you to that victim and the body.
But there's a line between doing it appropriate, between doing it and then doing it as an excuse just to be as misogynistic as possible, right?
No, and I absolutely agree with you on that, Alex. I mean, I think you could maybe make the claim that they're trying to give you an experience that TV will not. You know, they're pushing an envelope. But you could just easily make the claim that, well, Rockstar has a history here, and they're not the ones to do that per se, but yeah, you do straddle her. You do straddle the dead naked victim when you get to the certain unit, and spoiler alert, but yeah, I mean, there are breasts and there, you said, like you said, her pubic hair. I mean, you don't miss a beat, you know, I mean, it's all right there. Which I guess would be okay. But as you say, there's that, I don't know if it's because the partner, like you said, Samantha, calling them bitches and I would tire iron my wife if she talked to me that way. I mean, like, there's a certain culture they're creating that it's like, I'm not comfortable as a female with this. Maybe if we were a female investigator, I could get by that, but
I keep like coming up against it too, because like, I didn't mind it in Rockstar when I as a character committed violence against women. Like, it didn't bother me, but this, it just really bothers me. Maybe you're right. Maybe it's like the whole culture of the game. Maybe because it's so narrative, or it's so trying to get you to feel like that actual character, because you're supposed to be reading people's facial cues and supposed to be doing these things. And so, like, when you're buying, the more you buy into the character, the more you, like, kind of feel the things the character are doing. And so you really feel it when he's, like, you know, on these naked women and people are calling them bitches.
they've purposely held back. I mean, at least to where I am in the game. Okay, the wife and the kid. We've been alluded to the fact there is such, but we've never seen it. He wears a wedding ring, mm-hmm. So that's right. I mean, we are not emotionally tied to what's going on yet, and. I mean, I don't mind it. I mean, like you said, I mean, I can handle it. I mean, I can handle it. I think it's because Rockstar has such a dubious history. Maybe I'm wrong, but we've killed, like you said, we've killed prostitutes in games. We're shooting saloon, you know, hooker. You know, I mean, if they didn't have such a misogynistic history, it might be different. But
yeah,
there's a lot behind each action that Rockstar does in their games, I suppose.
Well, I kind of feel that way, and I feel like, well, this is just one step, but now you're trying to make it acceptable. But I'd be okay with it if this was just narrative, but I feel like there's something else added to. I don't know. I mean,
there's also not a lot. Like, I can find that type of stuff more I can tolerate it more in games when they have the partner that's bitch this, bitch that, and then they like make that character like a really dislikable person, and everyone in the right. game kind of hates them, and it's like and he's shunned, but right. it's just like a couple lame don't talk like that from Cole Phelps, and that's like the only time in the entire time I've been playing that anybody has called into question that type of language and that type of behavior and stuff. So that I think that's a huge miss, because even if you're dealing with a population who you feel is probably really sexist, you could still say something
right.
interesting with it by having people question the discourse, I suppose.
Of course. Yeah. I mean, No, I agree. So Samantha's blog post, you know, held mm-hmm. some weight with me, especially as I get further into the game, because I'm like, yes, I understand Black Dahlia. Okay, I know what happened. It's history. But at the same time, it's like, I don't know.
What do you think, Sam? You haven't said anything in a while. You brought it up.
I've been talking, and I'm really, I don't know.
You're torn.
I'm torn because it's like a train wreck. And yeah. I can't even say that I'm playing the game because, you know, despite my misgivings about the way that women are treated in the game anymore, because I think at first that was it. It was like things were starting to kind of bother me, but I was enjoying the game so much that I was still playing it. Mm-hmm. Now I think I'm playing it more because it is a train wreck, and I'm just playing to see how terrible it's going to get. Yeah. Because I know it's ramping up, and I know it's going to get worse.
It is ramping up. I can agree with that, too. I can tell it is. I'm about ready to go to disc 3, and I can tell it's ramping up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think at this point, that's why I'm playing it.
Well, you know, this is, I suppose, it's going to seem humorous because we're not used to it, but I posted on my Facebook, maybe you guys noticed, maybe you didn't, about that old lady who killed 5 husbands.
Okay. I did not see that.
No.
Okay. Well, we have the Black Dahlia, Jack the Ripper. I mean, all these horrible, dreadful, violent murders that are committed against women. I mean, we hear about it constantly, right? Mm-hmm. It's part of our psyche as women. Here's this lady. She killed 5 husbands. She was called the Black Widow. Okay. Now, do you think somebody's going to make a video game about her killing these husbands? It'd be the same difference as what we're playing with L.A. Noire.
Yeah.
But nobody's going to make that game, are they? Because it's too, what, close to home? We don't often see games yet where the woman is the perpetrator.
That would be nice.
Or even like SVU episodes or Criminal Minds episodes, like whenever there's a woman perpetrator. But then again, I mean,
it's less likely. It's true.
Yeah, I think like the statistics of women in jail for murder when they murder someone other than the husband who's beating them is really small.
They usually commit the crime against their children. But what I'm saying is, this lady is fucking hilarious. I mean, yeah. I don't mean to think she's funny, but I kind of do. I mean, she's like...
If I had read it, I think I would totally support your opinion on this article. I haven't read
it. She's like 86, and she died. I mean, she's dead now, so they can't prosecute her. But my point is, of course, well, we're not going to see a video game of this. I mean, I doubt it.
Oh.
Okay? And maybe I'm wrong. Maybe Ellen Noir will be a female perpetrator. It's a size 8 shoe. So, I mean, spoiler alert, but, I mean, part of what I'm thinking is that's a pretty small fucking adult male shoe. But at the same time, you know, we're glamorizing again in yet another medium violence against women.
Mm-hmm.
And it does. It gets old.
Yeah. And it's pretty interesting. I mean, and we were, because Alex and I were having this discussion earlier today, and I said, you know, I don't know, kind of, I'm not sure of whether or not there's definitely an issue not only with misogyny, but also with a question of masculinity.
Because oh, that's right. This is really interesting.
Oftentimes, it is the man who is seen as being weak, not necessarily the man that's seen as being the one who the homicide partner thinks has stood up and killed his wife because she was doing something, but because, you know, he's like, oh my God, why is she's dead, what happened, blah blah blah, but it's seen as being weak that gets slapped around.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Who gets
like literally gets slapped
around, not punched, not, you know, but more slapped around in terms of, you know, I'm going to treat you like the quote unquote bitch you are.
Right.
Right. And I think that that's pretty interesting. And I wonder how much that's going to have to do with the size 8 shoe. Are they going to further kind of, further manifest this lack of masculinity in a male character who is cowardly in his killing in many ways, because it's kind of serial killer done in the darkness of night. The women are drunk. So they have to get them when they're helpless, but who also is, trying to think of a good way to put this, who is also so impotent, perhaps,
right,
that they cannot, even in the act of rape, cannot commit vaginal rape,
right,
but
right.
sodomizes these women,
right.
Right. So there is no chance. So there is no chance for procreation, you know, even though he's going to kill him anyway. But all of these things are going on. And I think that all of these are kind of interesting things that are playing into it. So I'm like, why sodomize them? Why not just rape them? You know, because rape is, you know, rape, regardless of whether it's vaginal rape or anal rape, is an act of violence, right? Mm-hmm. Not a sex act anyway. But why point?
It's domination.
And why? Mm-hmm. Right. And why, you know, add in the fact that this killer has a size 8 shoe.
And that is really prevalent in the game. They keep
the size 8 shoe keeps coming up over and over and over again.
That's a small adult male shoe. I'm sorry. And they're like, oh, I have a size 8. But I'm like, God, I mean, my dad's like 5'11". He has a 10. Yeah, I wear
size 8 men's shoe.
That is a small male shoe. You know, so that's why I think maybe they're hedging towards a woman. But I don't know what would be gained from that. I don't know. Samantha.
Oh my gosh, Sam is the killer.
Where have you been?
And you had this whole career as a feminist just to throw us off.
Exactly.
And I'm really living out the life of a serial killer in a 1940s video game.
Interesting.
You know, I kind of thought that. But I didn't
know about you too.
Yeah. We didn't want to say anything, so we thought nobody's gonna believe us.
Well, I was worried you'd kill me.
There's that too.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
She's more likely to kill you because you're in the same town. I guess I'm safer.
Yeah, maybe somebody.
Gas is really expensive. She's not coming up here.
Yeah, but wouldn't she be so much less likely to kill you? They wouldn't think Sam automatically because she's from really far away. Plus, she has a solid alibi, which is me.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, I mean, she's not going to drive and spend that gas money. I'm okay. So
what she's saying is you're the one who does have to worry because I have perfect alibi if I kill you.
That's exactly what I'm saying. Sam's got a ready-made alibi. Yeah, Sam and I fell asleep in the yard.
Drinking. Where are you right now? just wondering. Where are you? She's outside my patio.
That's how we knew you weren't drinking lemonade.
What?
Oh, well.
Because I'm looking in your window.
I thought so. You can't see.
And you just hear scraping.
Oh, I heard that. Yeah, now I'm totally creeped out.
I'm sorry.
No, well,
it's just going to be Small's faces. I'm just going to paper you.
I know, that's all I can see is Small's.
She's turning into a serial killer.
And she is. Well, I said it last night, but I do remember that. But I think with our sex, video games, I mean, L.A. Noire, you know, stands out to us because it's a big game. Like you said, it sold how many copies?
899,000.
I mean, good God. That's more than any movie, right? No movie's touching that. And you know it's going for $60 a pop?
$60 with a free t-shirt from Target.
Exactly. So, I mean, that's a lot of money. It's surpassing these sorry-ass movies they're showing us, like X-Men First Class, Super 8, you know, whatever. And so we're all playing it, and we're all trying to get through. And three discs, I mean, I applaud them for at least giving us they're attempting to give us the illusion anyway of our money's worth, right? Like we're going to read it, you know, and okay. And so we're playing it, but you're right. I mean, Rockstar, for whatever reason, cannot get away from the gender disparity. And like you said, Samantha, they set it back in the 40s, 30s, you know, to kind of mask it, but there's a misogyny at work in all of their games. And I don't know why. And how do we, you know, my post that I didn't quite make it to the news is that the average age of a gamer now is 37. Okay, they're my age. An average age of a gamer is 37. And the other news article was that they're primarily women. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I am the average gamer. And I play this and I think, okay, that's cool. It's like CSI, which I like. And it's probably my age group and my gender that's made that, you know, TV show a success. Mm-hmm. But I watch it and I'm like, okay, it's fun, it's a puzzle, whatever. But at the same time, yeah, there's no guys that have been killed in this era. You know, does it have to be women? Do I have to see these things? I mean, yeah, you're right. I mean, it gets under my skin because I'm going to play it. You know, we're going to play it through. You know, we all will. But at the same time, grudgingly, you know, I just don't understand.
Well, and I think like the shift in video games is coming off of stuff we were talking about before with casual and hardcore games. The reason the average gamer is 37 and female is because we define what games are differently. And obviously there's ones that are more accessible to different types of gamers now, so that helps broaden the pool. But also, if we didn't call Solitaire a game 20 years ago, we only counted what was 20 years ago, like
Pong.
what was the game we were just talking about? Well, Pong. We were just talking about it. Zelda. Zelda was the only thing that counted on a console or something like that. Mm-hmm. That would be a different type of gamer. But even if women were playing video games then, so I think that's part of it. But you can tell, at least I think it's pretty obvious that Rockstar doesn't see that gamer that you say as their primary audience. I mean, they would make a different game, wouldn't they?
I mean, I would think so. I don't know. I mean, they are almost blatant about it. You know, like, we've all admitted to killing hookers in the Grand Theft Auto game. You know,
like, I haven't admitted to any such thing.
Oh, yes, you certainly have.
We've all done it. We've stabbed them, got our money back. You know, but it's not the same. They're making it more and more personal, which on the one hand, I applaud, because we should not see murder as something so, you know, tossed off. But at the same time, it kind of also makes it more disturbing. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Maybe am I nuts with that? I mean,
is really what we're asking for just some more dudes getting killed? I mean, in the game? Like, no. If we were standing over a naked dude body, would that...
Well, we would never see better? That because you wouldn't want to see their wiener.
Well, I don't want to...
We've had a lot of news lately.
Anybody, but...
Well, I mean...
Hey, hey, hey. Don't make fun of wiener.
Can we use that as like the sound bit as the intro to the show? Hey, 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 don't make fun of Wiener.
No, seriously, if your name is Wiener, just don't do that. But, you know, I don't know. I don't know how I'd feel if they had, if he was straddling a naked man with his penis, let's say, and, you know, pubic hair and everything, hanging out, which is what they're doing to women. It would be no different.
But it would be, it's unfortunate that their games are getting more personal, differently violent, so it's not, like, total just killing of NPCs that you have no connection to.
Yeah.
But it's unfortunate that it has to always be against women, no matter what.
Yeah, genre. So far it is always against women. I think that's probably the problem, is every single case we've investigated on the homicide desk is against violence against women.
That's right.
And I know that it's probably likely that that's what happens in real life.
I don't think that's the only people who are getting killed, though. It seems lazy to me, actually, to like not be able to come up with some crimes that show either more accurately what things that were happening or more interestingly. Like, I would rather things be interesting than true, you know?
You know, I think I agree with you, and I think that's probably part of, you know, what we're debating here is, okay, we know Black Dahlia, okay, you know, and spoiler alert, but they've talked about it the whole time, like, they're kind of comparing the wolf man against, you know, the werewolf against Dahlia, and so we know that Dahlia's out there, mm-hmm. which, what, is, like, kind of on the same level as a Jack the Ripper, but not quite to that, well, I get, it probably is to that extreme, but at the same time, okay, fine.
But there's plenty of other cases you investigate that don't have to do with that storyline.
Right, and there's so many other things in history that we don't already know about. That why do we have to mine something that...
There is a guy killed in that, though. Isn't the guy in the back of the car?
Yes, you're right. The guy who got hit with the car.
Or was that all a hoax? The guy who got hit with the car was one.
That was a hoax.
The guy in the back of the car, like the tire iron guy, that was a hoax, right?
No, the one that got hit with outside the bar, I thought
that
was spoiler alert, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we said spoiler alert.
Okay.
The guy who got hit outside.
Okay, she's
the bar.
Talking about two different. She's talking.
Yeah,
about
I'm talking about a different one. I'm not talking about that one.
The guy talking, with the pig. Think, are you talking about pig?
Wait, I think she's talking about a. You're talking. Was yours a side case?
Mine that I'm talking about.
The one you're talking about. The guy.
No, I'm talking. No, I'm talking about the one where you see like the train. It's by the train tracks, and you see the car, and there's a.
Oh, that was a hoax.
Not a tire iron. It was a piece of plumbing.
But that was a hoax.
That was
right.
a hoax. Okay.
Yeah, that one was a hoax. Right. The one I'm talking about was outside of a bar.
Dude wasn't dead.
Yeah, the dude wasn't dead. He was trying to get away from his wife.
Right.
Right.
There you go.
Yeah, I know which one you're talking about, though, where the guy got hit outside the car, but it was in part due to the woman he was with or
right.
something,
his,
right?
It was his wife's fault he got killed.
His wife was planning to run away with another dude, so she pushed him into the street or something.
Right.
Women are the
That's dead. Just, that's just, that hurts my heart.
Eve, her nasty piece of fruit. I mean, that's what they're doing.
Oh my gosh. That's depressing. I thought sex and games was going to be fun. I mostly thought sexy games, so that's why I was
they
excited.
They can be. Yeah, we haven't done our complete research. I mean, remember way back when we started this topic, I had this sexy game that I think you're supposed to use the controller and
kind of... the controller's the vibrator, right?
Oh, yeah, unseemly ways.
I like that girl gaming site that did like a full workup of it. You guys saw that. That was in the thing you posted.
I think so. Yeah, that's explained. Freaking yeah. Yeah, I mean, so, well, of course, we still have all of that we can talk about. We're talking about sort of gender in games still yet. Sex in games.
Mm-hmm.
Like you say, how we would use games to gratify. And I'm hoping nobody looks at L.A. Noire and, well, like I told you, he looking for clues. His hand kind of seems a little bit fishy around the naked breast. I mean, just... I could be wrong.
We need fact check on that though.
Right, you know, take a look at it. I'm
we
just
need
throwing
fact
it out.
Check. We need to record it. We need to
yes.
Screenshot or it didn't happen, Sarah.
Screenshot it didn't happen.
Like, I will get a screenshot, and you know, but I mean, you know, more like a game that is designed solely for the purpose of gratification, which I hope, like I said, L.A. Noire doesn't do that.
Well,
people.
And Porno and Grio always introduces the next new medium.
Right.
But that's probably for another time since I think we're over.
Probably we are.
Not to be the party pooper, like usual.
You always are.
Alex is always the party
pooper. I know. I definitely am.
That's because she's always trying to get sleep.
I know.
I know. People think I'm just crazy because I like to sleep, but...
I don't... Who understands that? Sleep, you sleep when you're dead.
There you go.
Oh, no, I will not. I will be dead then. Then I will sleep now.
Yes, then I understand.
I find it very enjoyable.
Because we're middle-aged. Goodness.
All right, ladies.
Broke-ass gamers, should we do some of that?
Broke-ass. Deals for broke-ass gamers.
That's all you, Sam.
It's all me. Well, there's a couple of things. Amazon has their dads and grads sale, but believe it or not, they'll sell it to you even if you're not a dad or a grad. Where they got lots of different games on sale, and they have $20 off of even some fairly new games like Portal 2 and Mortal Kombat. So there's some good things out there in Amazon. Best Buy has another pretty good deal where they've got buy one and get 50% off a second select game. And even some of the stuff that they included in the second select game category is brand new stuff like Duke Nukem Forever.
Boo.
Which I have not played, but the reviews I've heard and seen have not been too promising. But any game that starts with a guy getting a blowjob is not the kind of game that I want to play anyway.
Well, I don't necessarily have a problem with that, but if it takes you 10 years to make a game, then things that were cool 10 years ago probably aren't going to be as interesting anymore.
Exactly.
I don't know. But I got issues with the blowjob, but, you know, that's me. I think maybe it's a lesbian thing.
Well, I don't know the context of the blowjob, but... Anywho.
Steam has some things. They've got, here again, they've got 10% off Duke Nukem Forever and the new Deus Ex Human Revolution game. Excuse me. They've also got Shadow Harvest Phantom Ops for $10. Then they had the midweek sale that I actually just saw a couple minutes before we started. That didn't look too bad, and I can't remember what it was, because there's always a really good midweek sale that we usually are just missing because, we usually record on Thursday, but this week we're recording on, what's the day? Tuesday.
Well, that was Wednesday. It just turned to midnight.
I thought it was Monday, so thanks.
I typically turn into a pumpkin at midnight, so I'm surprised I'm still here.
Mm.
That's because you're turning slow, either that or it's not really midnight, it's like 11:59, and we still got 50-odd
seconds. We still got time.
Those were the deals for broke-ass gamers that I found for this week. I don't know what other people have found.
Nope.
But remember, and I'm waiting, if there's anybody else out there like me who is like still waiting and, you know, blowing the dust occasionally off of their 3DS. Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time 3DS comes out this Sunday. Comes out on the 19th. For some reason, I had the 16th in my head, and I've been counting down to the 16th, and I'm like, no, wait, I got 3 more damn days.
That's super sad.
Isn't that really sad? That's really sad. Excuse me.
You know what I've been thinking about a lot that's coming up pretty soon is that new Harry Potter
movie?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's July 15th.
Yeah, that's right.
Are you kidding me?
I have the Lego game. I got it for my birthday.
Yeah, we got to do another midnight showing.
Yeah, we've got to do another midnight showing.
With kazoozles.
With kazoozles. Excuse me. Okay, so the midweek game for Steam is 40% off Darkspore. It's $29.99.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Yeah. I thought so, that. Too.
Nice.
Anything else, folks?
Oh,
that's all I got.
That's all we got. So next week, we're actually going to make a real attempt to record live. we will post to our Facebook. We'll post to our Facebook page where we'll be and when we'll be there. but I imagine Thursday will probably be a good day for most of us, since Wednesday is my little babe's birthday. So I'll be home doing cake and ice cream and prepping for, you know, a real kid's birthday party on the weekend. But you know, since my mom will be in town, we'll be doing a live broadcast. We'll have a quote unquote studio audience.
Very excited for that.
And I'm pretty sure it's awesome. Gonna get rowdy real quick. but I'm really, really looking forward to it. So until then, thanks for joining us this week, and we look forward to seeing you, hearing from you. If you want to contact us at nymgamer@gmail.com, contact us via our Facebook page or our Twitter feed, which is at nymgamer, or just kind of hunt any of us down on Xbox Live, PSN, Steam. All of our handles are online on our webpage, which is, of course, nymgamer.com. All right. So until literally this time next week, you know, have fun, play games, and keep cool. Oh, it's going to be hot.
It is going to be hot.
It is.
Have a great week, folks.
Bye.
Bye-bye.